Today is Saturday. It's May 3rd, 2025. This is part four of an oral history interview with Landis Arnold. We are in Tabernash, Colorado. Standing next to his barn in front of us are a number of dies, I would call them, but there's a better term, molds, to make kayaks. Landis, can you tell us about these? What are we looking at?
This is mostly saved from going away, but they're molds for mostly molds that were boats in development. So at the time, we were designing boats that would end up getting produced with our partner company over in Germany, Prion. But we'd do the shaping of some of the boats here and make molds to so we can then in turn make fiberglass test boats out of them. And we've got a mix here of both some whitewater playboats and some touring boats, sea kayak, lake touring, river touring boats. We do have a plug of a German race boat. So this is something that was designed in Germany, pulled from a mold so that we could in turn make another mold out of it here.
So this green one's the one you're looking at. This is made out of fiberglass, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and the concept is you're going to make a mold. This is basically what the boat looks like.
Yeah.
This mold here. It's got a hole for the cockpit. Yep.
Yep.
And so you would build this in two halves, a top half and a bottom half.
Yeah.
And then glass them together.
Yeah. So the mold half, there's actually a flange built into the mold, this plug, so that you can make the mold that needs a flange.
Ah.
It's a parting line for it. From the plug, you make a mold out of glass. It's not real high tech. It's matte and gel coat and resin. But from your mold, then you can then in turn make the two halves of a boat, seam them together, and you have something you can paddle and test the performance. There's different grades to which you can make a composite boat. So you can make a quick one that's not really designed to last too long, but it's cheap and easy to make. Or you can make a really advanced one that takes a lot of time and effort, and it's a lot stronger.
Okay. And if you wanted to change the mold, how would you do that?
So you basically, so like this green plug or a boat or whatever, you basically, if you want to build a boat referentially, you would start with a boat or a plug, and then decide if you want to add or subtract from it. But in general, what you do is you end up, the best way to do it is to have a core and you shape it, sculpt it out of plaster.
Okay.
And so you're getting all the shape.
Out of plaster. That's a heavy.
It's very heavy. It's a lot of work to shape things out of plaster. But technically, these boats were fiberglass and plaster in terms of how they get to where they're at. A mold is pulled from the plaster, in turn you make a fiberglass from that. So it's a three-step process. The Bradley boats over here were made. So these molds here are what are called female molds. So they're the plug is male, the mold is female, and then the boat again becomes male. But what Bradley did is he did a male mold and laminated over it. So his boats, they were a wood strip plug mold. And he would mark them. This, what would be the seam line in these molds would be marked with a series of finishing nail holes and kind of circled so he could find them. And he would lay up over those finishing nails, but he'd put the finishing nails in, but they'd go out by about an inch. So you'd laminate right around the nails. And when you're all done, you've got this one piece thing that's, fixed around this wooden core. But he'd use those nails, he'd pull them out and also mark a line. and he would cut it in half. So it's like breaking an eggshell in half. Take it, you know, follow that line of nails, break it in half. So now it's not on the wooden plug anymore. Bring it back together and seam it.
And so he preserves his wooden plug, doesn't have to tear it apart.
Yeah.
And he basically cuts the glass off the plug, puts the glass back together.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a two-step.
And that's called that's called a one-off process, whereas this is another step that's two-off. So it goes plug, mold, boat, instead of plug slash mold, boat.
Yeah.
And those are just beautiful molds. I had a couple of them I was keeping, and one of them is still being preserved at Ron Mason's place on the Arkansas.
Lovely.
It's like this really cool thing. But the others, there's one more.
Huh.
Somebody picked it. I was given to Resource in Boulder, somebody picked it up. And I said, whoever takes this has to promise to take care of it.
To keep it, yeah.
Theoretically, that's happening.
And this is David Bradley we're talking about.
Steven Bradley.
Thank you.
Steve actually had one of the wood plugs in his living room. It was so beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Was,
Okay, thank you. Yep. We're going to go upstairs now and pack up two more boats we'll talk about, and we're going to look at five paddles that are up there.
Look here, too. You can kind of see the rocker.
Yeah. In the cross-section of this boat.
This has got the more rocker. Yeah, it's like... So upstairs, you don't really see it, but that gives a lot of the turn. And if you feel the differential, so this is the softer...
Right.
This is the sharper.
More of the keel.
Yeah.
So if you're doing more whitewater, you're here. If you're doing more long distance travel, you're there.
Yeah. So this is better tracking, better maneuvering. And it's just, you know, the boats objectively are very similar. They have.
Yeah. Oh, very much. Yep. They're both light. They're well built, but they have just that slightly different bottom.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, May 3rd, 2025. This will conclude this.
I'm gonna move this.
Yep, please. Purpose. Yeah.